Track 10, more news stories. Devon bat detectives are required. Devon Wildlife Trust, DWT, is on the hunt for bat detectives to help with its 9th annual bat survey. Volunteers will host a small electronic bat detector in their garden for 3 consecutive nights before uploading their findings to an online system, which analyses the sounds and shows which type of bats were detected. The data collected will help the charity learn more about the habit of bats so it can better protect their homes and feeding grounds. We encourage people of all ages to take part in the Devon Bat Survey. All we ask is that you place your detector in a secure location, such as a private garden, follow the instructions we provide, and then enjoy your results, said Devon Wildlife Trust Bat Survey Coordinator Lindsay Mahon. Bat detectors can be booked online from Tuesday, May the 7th, and collected from 12 locations across Devon, including Beckley Falls.
Seventh stint as mayor for councillor. At its annual mayor-making meeting, a Teignbridge Town Council elected its mayor and deputy mayor for the 2024-25 term. Councillors serving on King's Stainton Town Council re-elected Councillor Ron Peart as mayor and elected Councillor Julie Skago as deputy mayor. Both will serve their community for the next term of office until the 30th of April next year. Councillor Ron Peart has served 6 previous terms as mayor between 2016 and 2019 and from 2021 to 2024. This will be the councillor's 7th term in office. Deputy Mayor Councillor Julie Skago is also no stranger to her position, having previously undertaken the role in 2019 and 2021 respectively. Elsewhere, Councillor Peart, before his re-election, concluded his 2023-24 term in office by presenting a cheque worth £131.98 to King's Care manager Maggie Bonnell. The Mayor's nominated charity was Walking Alongside, King's Care Mental Health Support. Funds raised had been collected from the annual Civic Carol Service, which was held in December of 2023. And there are 2 photographs of King's Care's Maggie Bonnell receiving a cheque from King's Stainton Mayor Councillor Ron Peart, and the second one is Councillor Julie Skago will serve as Deputy Mayor, along with Councillor Ron Peart serving as Mayor.
Dancing at dawn to celebrate May Day. A large group of hardy souls braved the fog on Dartmoor to celebrate the start of May. Early risers who headed to Haytor at 4:45 a.m. on the 1st of May were treated to dancing and music by members of the Grimspound Border Morris, Backbess Border Morris and Beltane Border Morris. The traditional May Day event included the Hackham with Fire Dance, where the groups performed with sticks of fire to celebrate Beltane. Now, for those of you who didn't know, Beltane means bright fire, and it marks the starting point of summer and celebrates the coming season of light and growth. And we can all hope that that's true. And there are 3 pictures here with the Morris men holding their fire sticks and grinning quite well, considering it's that time in the morning.
Popular hat shop is on the move. A long-established women's hat shop in Newton Abbot is on the move. An established business of nearly 40 years, Mrs. B's Bonnets, has spent much of that time at premises on Walborough Street, but not for much longer. The business, which offers ladies' hats and fascinators for hire, is to move to the vacant unit on East Street, opposite Austin's, and a few doors down from the Union Inn. Owner Jackie Mucklow is hoping to have set up shop by the end of June. There are an awful lot of local people who have no idea I exist up here, people often say. I never knew you were here. If I had a pound for every time I hear that, Jackie said with a smile. She took over the business in 2017 and is hoping that a ground floor shop will see more people discover her business, which has catered for many a lady's headwear needs over the years. And there's two photos, one of which shows Mrs. Mucklow with some of her beautiful hats.
MP supports a community pub. Central Devon MP Mel Stride paid a special visit to the Drew Arms Community Pub last week in Drew Stainton in celebration of its reopening. When the Drew Arms closed in 2022, a group of locals came together to form a community benefit society in the hope of purchasing the pub. The mission was a success, and over 600 people became shareholders, raising enough money for the pub to be bought and refurbished. The refurbishment was no easy task and took a number of months, with over 50 volunteers offering their support to tidy, scrub and clear the building. The pub's doors reopened last month with a party, which attracted hundreds of supporters, and there's been a heavy footfall since. However, despite its transformation, problems still exist with the fabric of the ancient building, and so the Drew Arms is preparing to submit an application to the Community Ownership Fund. Mel said, "It was great to see the team again and to find the pub in such good hands and doing so well. I have written in support of the funding bid, which I hope will see further investment into this fantastic community asset." And there's a photograph of Mel Stride outside the Drew Arms with some of the people who patronise it.